Yes, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jack Farmer, and this is Elite of the Week, the show where we take the last week's worth of AEW programming, and we take all the wrestlers involved, and we power rank them 1 through 10, and of course, everyone who gets ranked gets a point, so if you're ranked number 1, you get 10 points, if you're ranked number 2, you get 9 points, if you're ranked number 3, you get 8 points, so on and so forth. We add up the points. At the end of the year, we're going to have a true power rankings for the entire AEW year. Now, this week is a special week because we're not just talking about Rampage. We're not just talking about the last episode of Dynamite, but of course, we just saw All Out, a banger of a show. Needless to say, it was an amazing, amazing show. So that's going to have a huge impact on where the rankings lie. Now, before we get into the rankings, I do want to say a quick thank you to everyone who's watching. I appreciate you showing up. If you could do me a favor and hit the like button, comment, subscribe, share, all that good stuff that goes with every other piece of content you seem to see on the internet these days. But also let me know in the responses who your top three would be, who you think deserves to be on the list, who you think got left off, etc., so on and so forth. Now, this is the show that is factoring in AEW All Out, and as we know, there were some pretty big moments at the end of the show, so I'm just going to say it right now, give you a little bit of a spoiler. I am not factoring in Bryan Danielson or Adam Cole, baby. Because they just came out at the end, I feel like it'd be unfair to rank them when they didn't have matches and it was a surprise. And even though they're monumental, it's just a little unfair with everything that happened. Huge. I'm sure they're going to be on future rankings. But for now, we're going to hold them off and we'll add them in down the road as they have matches and get sort of entangled into storylines. But for now, let's get to the rankings. At number one, it's the Lucha Brothers. They came out in these beautiful Aztec masks, and that set the tone for their tag team title championship match. And look, I don't know if there's ever been a bad AEW tag team title match. They're all incredible, and this one was no different. It may have been one of my all-time favorite cage matches, may have been one of my all-time favorite tag team matches, but I know for sure it was my favorite tag team cage match without exception. And these guys really brought it. The biggest moment seemed to be when Penta took a shot to the face with a thumbtack Nike to save his brother Phoenix, and that paid off because Phoenix was then able to fight back, climb to the top of the cage, and come soaring off with the OMG offense of the night to secure the win and finally win the AEW Tag Team Championships of the World, putting them at number one on this week's Elite of the Week. At number two, it's Ruby Soho debuting in the Joker position of the Casino Battle Royal and fighting through the entire women's division to earn a shot at the women's champion, Britt Baker. Love that she came out to Ruby Soho from Rancid, a favorite band of mine, so that was very cool to see. Great feel-good moment for her debut, great feel-good moment for her win, and now she is already in one match a contender for the championship, and that puts her at number two on this week's Elite of the Week. At number three, it's Miro. God's favorite champion is still God's favorite champion, retaining over one of the toughest and baddest men in AEW, Eddie Kingston. Miro had a tough fight on his hand, a guy who's willing to dish out any type of offense, take any type of offense himself, but still found a way to get the win in his biggest TNT title defense to date, putting him at number three on this week's Elite of the Week. This week, the best dress goes to FTR for their amazing tights, which were a tribute to beautiful Bobby Eaton. I thought it was a very touching tribute. I thought they looked great, and that easily puts them at best dressed this week on Elite of the Week. At number four, it's Britt Baker, DMD. D, still one of the biggest crowd responses of the week. And not only that, but she played this week to perfection, getting her opponent in a 2-on-1 handicap match just days before her championship defense. And then even though Chris Statlander just seemed like a super powered monster of a challenger, Britt Baker was still able to use all of the tricks she had in her book to find a way to lock in that lockjaw and retain the world championship. And that puts her at number 4 on this week's Elite of the Week. At number 5, it's Kenny Omega defending the AEW championship in a great match to main event one of the best shows AEW has ever put on. But not only has he found a way to defend his title yet again and now become the longest reigning AEW champion to date, but also he bolstered his numbers by adding, and I know I said I'm not putting him in the rankings, but that doesn't mean it doesn't affect Kenny Omega's rankings, Adam Cole, baby, to the Elite, making the powerful more powerful, the rich get richer. And Kenny Omega, you are number 5 on this week's Elite of the Week. Number 6 this week is CM Punk, returning after years and years and years away from the ring, came back and didn't miss a beat. New tights looked great, by the way, and he was able to not just get a win against Darby Allin, which, by the way, a win against Darby Allin is probably going to put you on the list on its own, but the fact that he was able to control the match, control the pace, someone as elusive as Darby Allin is hard to do that with, but CM Punk showed that veteran wherewithal, dodged the coffin drop with a simple sit-up, hit the go-to-sleep, got the win, and he is here now after his first match at number 6 on Elite of the Week. Number 7 on this week's Elite of the Week is Santana and Ortiz. And I know what you're saying, Jack, they weren't even at All Out, but that's how big it is to get a win over the team, a caliber of FTR. This was more than just a random matchup. This was a grudge match. This was a blood feud, and they had to give everything to get the win, and give they did. Getting a win over one of the best in the business, and that tells me they have to be lined up for a title shot sooner rather than later, and that is why they are number 7 on this week's Elite of the Week. This week, the dud of the week. Look, if we're going to rank all the wrestlers, someone has to be at the very end. Someone has to be last place. Someone's dynamite doesn't go off, and they are the dud of the week. And unfortunately, that dubious honor goes to Rebel. Look, on Rampage, she was in a 2-on-1 handicap match, and both her partner and Britt Baker left her high and dry as she took a beating from Chris Statlander and was also unable to get the win in the Women's Casino Battle Royal. Tough week for Rebel. I know she's going to bounce back from it, but this week, she is the dud of the week. At number 8, it's Chris Jericho, but by a thread, he was able to hold on to his career as he beat one of the most difficult men to put down in all of AEW, MJF. Even after it looked like he was already done for, he was able to get that second breath of life the way only Le Champion can, come back and get the win over one of his greatest rivals of the past few years. At number 9, it's Darby Allin. This guy went into Chicago and faced down the king of the city himself, CM Punk. Not only had a great match, but he had the people of Chicago with their man in the ring still cheering for Darby Allin. He came so close to beating one of the great legends of pro wrestling of the past decade. He didn't get the win, but he won the respect of the people. He won the respect of CM Punk. And I think he won the respect of even his greatest doubters at All Out. And that puts him at number 9 on Elite of the Week. At number 10, it's Christian Cage. Went into the main event and challenged a guy that rarely ever loses in Kenny Omega. And dare I say, he had Omega beat a couple of times. And no, I'm not just talking about that spear off the apron and through the table. I'm talking about the Texas Cloverleaf. I'm talking about almost hitting that kill switch off the top rope. If it weren't for Friends of Omega, the outcome would have been very, very different. But It went the way it went. It is what it is. Unfortunately, Christian Cage suffered a loss, but he put up a good effort. And for me, that's enough to put him at number 10 on this week's Elite of the Week. This week, the Farmer's Market pick, the wrestler you should invest in if they were a stock before the stock goes up too high, is going to be the Butcher and the Blade. The Butcher, after 7 months, finally returned to the ring, standing side by side with the Hardy family office, but more importantly, standing next to the Blade. And these two have always been a menace to that division. And now that Butcher and the Blade are back together, I predict that they will find themselves in a tag team title hunt very soon, and they could, for all we know, be successful. So if you're going to invest in a stock, I recommend investing in Butcher and the Blade sooner rather than later, because I got a feeling that stock is about to go up. That does it for us this week. Thank you so much for watching along. Please, once again, leave a like, comment, subscribe, share, 5-star review, all that good stuff in the comments or in the review. Let me know who you think should have been ranked this week. If you thought I had it right, if I had it wrong, if I was missing someone, if I should reorder, let me know. I always love to know what you guys are thinking. In the meantime, again, my name is Jack Farmer. You can follow me at Real Jack Farmer across all social media. And until next week, as always, next week it won't be so crazy. We won't have All Out. We won't have all the pay-per-views. It'll just be Dynamite and Rampage. But I have a feeling, as always, it's going to be an interesting week in AEW. I'll see you then. Until next week, as always, do your best and be yourself.